Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Tel Aviv, it's a sunny day, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem enjoys a clear sky, while Haifa has some light clouds. Eilut is warm as usual, ideal for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, commander in Hamas's military wing eliminated an IDF strike in Khan Yunis. This is from Israel Hayom, reported an hour ago. Also, Iran threatens to strike U.S. bases across Europe if countries aid attacks. This comes from Ynet just 21 minutes ago. Also this hour, Gallant against Netanyahu. He led us down a wrong path that could cost us power. Reported by Walla 30 minutes ago. Separately, Syria and Israel moved to defuse tensions after airbase bombing. Axios reported this 18 hours ago. And finally, Hochul urges Mamdani to focus on NYC over Israel. This is from JTA, 63 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News posted just 22 minutes ago that Iran is threatening to strike U.S. bases in Europe if they aid U.S. military action. Michal Kotler-Wunsch, a former member of the Knesset, wrote about the discovery of the Adelina wreck, a reminder of the need for unity as threats loom. Open source intel reported 40 minutes ago that Iran warned countries involved in U.S. military refueling operations, highlighting Bulgaria's recent agreement to host U.S. aircraft. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF strike, Israel Hayom reports that Hazem Bassam Musa, a key figure in Hamas's military operations, was eliminated in Khan Yunis. He was involved in the October 7th massacre and planned attacks against the IDF. This development is seen as a significant blow to Hamas's military operations in the region. Turning to Iran's threats, Ynet details how Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Esmail Baghaei, has warned of potential strikes on U.S. bases in Europe if they assist American military actions against Iran. This escalation in rhetoric underscores the tensions between Iran and Western nations amid ongoing regional conflicts. Meanwhile, in Israeli politics, Walla reports that Yoav Gallant has criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu, claiming his leadership has taken a wrong turn that could weaken the Likud party. This public dissent reflects the internal challenges within Israel's political landscape. On the diplomatic front, Axios highlights efforts by Syria and Israel to ease tensions following a recent airbase bombing. The strike, deemed unjustified by Syria, was defended by Israel. The move signals a potential shift towards preventing further conflict in the region. And finally, JTA reports on New York politics, where Governor Hochul has urged Assemblyman Mamdani to prioritize local issues over international ones. This highlights the complex interplay between local and international politics and the challenges of balancing them. On the economic front, first, after raising $51 million, Minimus has shut down. Keytech reports the cybersecurity startup failed to gain commercial traction, requiring customers to migrate within 60 days. Separately, the Bank of Israel governor has warned of a fiscal trilemma facing the next government. According to Walla Business, Governor Amir Yaron emphasizes the need for strategic financial planning to exit the current crisis. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that the finance ministry will allow a 20 billion shekel increase in the defense budget. This move comes after legal advisors lifted their opposition, reflecting shifts in budgetary priorities amid election periods. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.